And you're listening to Red Eye on Vancouver Cooperative Radio, CFRO, at 100.5 FM.
Audie Sarah Kreindler is passionate about social justice, musical theatre, and comedy. She is a sharp satirist of various political programs and ideas, including, most recently, Canada's Conservative government. This year, she has released songs that ridicule pipelines, fighter jets, and cuts to old age security. Audie Sarah Kreindler joins me now by phone from her home in Winnipeg. Hello, Audie Sarah.
Hi.
Now, what do you like about combining satire and music to communicate a political message?
I think music is the oldest language, and there's something in music that speaks to all of us. So it certainly makes a message more likely to get in the door and be heard. But it's sort of a funny question because, for me, using music is just very naturally part of what I do. I think very much in songs. If I'm thinking about something that's funny, typically a song will come to me or a musical style will come to me, and that will just be part of the process. So I grew up very much in musical theater, originally Gilbert and Sullivan. I was a big fan of the Mikado when I was 4. Gilbert and Sullivan is very good for 4-year-olds because the plots are extremely silly. So I just thought it was the funniest thing in the world, and I think that stayed with me, that doing music is just a natural part of doing comedy.
And where does the satire fit in?
Well, you just mentioned my passion for politics and social justice, and it's true, that's something that's been part of my life for a long time. Even, I guess, if you look at the roots in childhood, being bullied or seeing other kids bullied and wanting to take a stand, and getting older, recognizing that the bullies are often forces in our political system, our economic system, and wanting to speak out against that and raise awareness.
Now, satire is often very, very satisfying for the people listening to kind of hear something that they maybe feel angry about and hear it ridiculed. What does it do for you?
I think very much a similar thing. As a songwriter, I've got I do lyrical and I do satirical, and I guess it's often out of emotion. If it's love, I write a sad song. If I'm angry, I write a funny song. If it's love and anger, I write a funny song about my own side. So there is certainly an emotional release in writing as well as the desire to communicate.
Now, you mentioned Gilbert and Sullivan as a musical instrument, influence from a very early age. What other kinds of influences do you draw on?
Satirically, Tom Lehrer would have to be the big influence. I got familiar with his message also, with his music, also fairly young, and really, really admired both just the intelligence and the way he writes, but also the way he found the perfect musical style for the thing he was planning to communicate. So early on, when I was in my teens and really, really wanting to write satire, I drew on that very much, thinking, what style would Tom Lehrer use for this?
Now, we're going to play your song, Salute to the F-35s. Can you talk about what inspired you to write this song?
Sure. Well, a little while back, there was a big flap in the media, because the Conservative government had committed to buying these state-of-the-art F-35 warplanes and tried to convince the public that the cost was going to be about $16 billion, and it turned out they were just about $10 billion out. So, the idea of the lie and the cover-up was very much a scandal. But to me, the deeper issue was, what does it say about our priorities when we're cutting left and right, we're cutting old-age security, we're cutting, you know, even little programs for youth like Katimovic, that's $14 million. And yet we have money for this military expenditure, and we can afford to be so cavalier about the cost.
Okay, well, let's listen to Salute to the F-35s.
Don't stop the cutbacks. We have no regrets. We know the true priority is fighter jets. Let the seniors starve. Let the poor take the pain. Choices and our choices plain. Let us fire food inspectors, they'll drain the public purse. If you swallow that story, E. coli won't be worse. Let the jobless wait in a line that never ends while we hand out the contracts to our corporate friends. So look out, social programs, we're getting out the lies. All we need is our F-35. We've rigged the bidding It's only a 10 billion difference in accounting. So smile, 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 and let's get out the checks. Cause there's just one aircraft that can meet our bogus specs. It's our one luxury in tough, tough times. Plus the prisons we're building for those unreported crimes. Let our hearts swell with pride as a brand new day arrives. All we need is our F-35s. When the poor and the helpless are fighting for their lives, we can let them eat F-35s.
Hey, that was, you know, I grew up in the UK and I listened to Gilbert and Sullivan and I can hear it. I can hear it in the music.
In that case, yes.
So you released this and several other songs within the last year. Are you finding the federal Conservative government particularly inspiring?
They are very inspiring. They just seem to be engaged in an all-out assault on everything. The gloves are off now that they're out of minority status. But that's sort of a negative inspiration. On the positive side, I've actually been quite inspired by the NDP and the resurgence and the ability of Tom Mulcair to really take on the issues and get them into the public eye. So feeling positive about that, I think, has provided an extra motivation to be part of getting the message out there.
Do you think that the humor allows you to reach different audiences, like, for example, maybe people who don't think of themselves as politically involved?
I think so for sure, because there's a certain resistance to hearing a political message if it's sort of dry and didactic and, let's face it, depressing. These issues are very sad. A lot of people will just, you know, tune out, I don't want to click on that, I don't want to read that. But if it's a funny song, if it's got people doing a silly dance or, you know, an innovative slideshow, then people who may not think of themselves as political might be curious. I do think it's reached people who wouldn't otherwise.
Now, your song, Thank You, Jason Kenney, tell us a little bit about what the inspiration for that was.
Well, this was an issue, excuse me, that I originally thought might be too sad to write satire about, which is one of the inspired cuts that the government is making, is to interim health benefits for refugees. So people come over to the country, have nothing, may have all kinds of health problems, and are being cut off from things like pharmaceuticals, from things that needy Canadians do have supplied by the government. And it just seems like really the most mean-spirited thing. And, you know, when I first heard of it, I just thought, there's no way I'm writing about this because this is heartbreaking. And then it turned out that under fire from the medical community and the immigrant and refugee and service-providing community, Minister Jason Kenney was getting a little hot under the collar, and he decided what was going to save his image was on his website posting a petition thanking himself for the cuts.
No, you're and kidding. Now, what did the petition say?
It basically thanked him for ensuring that refugees didn't get anything that other Canadians don't, which is a little bit of a twisting of the facts, because Canadians who are in the financial position of a refugee would have those services provided. And, you know, for protecting the public purse, I suppose, although it's been calculated that the cuts save Canadians a whopping 59 cents per year each.
So thanking himself for being fair-minded, then.
Yes, absolutely. So I thought, you know, this is a little bit pathetic, and I could do a better job of thanking Jason Kenney.
Okay, let's listen to that.
Thank you, Jason Kenney. Oh, we need not count the ways since you started a petition just to heap yourself with praise. Let's tell those refugees they'll never take us for a ride. They should have packed their insulin when fleeing genocide. When refugees get healthcare, it just makes me so annoyed. I'd prefer they stay too sickly to be gainfully employed. What right do they have coming here like we're a land of plenty? So thank you, thank you, thank you, Jason Kenney, Kenney, Kenney. Thank you, Jason Kenney, how I envy refugees. 'Cause they've got things I haven't got, like tropical disease. It's time to close the clinic door, why should we share the wealth? Let's wait to treat them till they are a threat to public health. When kids have meningitis, we'll be turning them away. That shows we love our neighbor, I mean the USA. We love our healthcare benefits, but why should they get any? So thank you, thank you, thank you, Jason Kenney, save a penny. Who keeps up with ethnic strife and far-off foreign wars? Gotta be those flu shots bringing strangers to our shores. Who cares what they're fleeing from or what they have to bring? To show the proper gratitude those refugees should sing. Thank you, Jason Kenney, they should say on bended knee. We could have turned the boat back or just thrown them in the sea. Don't say that it's mean-spirited, just think of the expense. So thank you, Jason Kenney, 'cause we all know none is too many. You're the guy who saved me 60 cents.
Very funny, very dark.
Thanks.
Where can people hear more of your songs?
If you go onto YouTube and look for my name, you'll see not only the songs, but silly dances, crazy slideshows, etc.
Fabulous. Thanks so much for joining us this morning, Adisara.
Thanks for inviting me.
I've been speaking with Winnipeg songwriter and performer Adisara Kreindler. You're listening to Red Eye on Vancouver Cooperative Radio, CFRO 100.5 FM.